أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين من قبلكم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم لا يعلمهم إلا الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 9 informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the previous nations and communities that have passed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question to the mushrikeen and those who have rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and refused to embrace the message of Islam. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Has it not come to you the news and the information of those who came before you? The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had dealt with them, when they had showed gratitude and when they had appreciated the favors and the bounties of Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred His blessings upon them and how Allah elevated them. And on the other hand, when they had rejected the messenger and they had shown ingratitude and expressed transgression, then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has the news and the information not come to you regarding the people who came before you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies some of the communities. Qawm Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the people of Nuh, Wa'ad, the people of Ad, with Thamud, and the nation of Thamud, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and they are those who had followed them, and those who came after them. لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, no one knows them except Allah. جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains their error, and the mistake that they had made, and the sin that they had committed. Allah says, their messengers came to them with clear proofs. Their messengers came to them with clear ayat, and clear evidences. فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, Allah says, but those communities, they turned their hands into their mouths. Turning their hands into their mouths is an expression used to explain their rejection of the message. They had turned their hands into their mouths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا, and they responded to the prophets, إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا, we have rejected, we have disbelieved, بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ, in whatever you have been sent with. وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ, and we are certainly in confounding doubt about what you invite us to. This message you are inviting us to, this deen that you are calling us towards, and this way of life that you want us to live, we are in confounding doubt, doubt upon doubt regarding this message that you have brought. قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what was the reaction of the Anbiya? They did not become despondent and they did not abandon their mission immediately, but they addressed the concerns and they addressed the objections of their communities. قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ, their messengers said to them, أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكْ, are you doubting regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you in doubt with regards to Allah? فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. This is an attribute of Allah that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys. فَاطِر, فَاطِر is an originator. The closest translation we can use to translate فَاطِر is originator. You have خَالِق, which means a creator. فَاطِر is one who creates something without a model in front of him. That's a فَاطِر. That's فَاطِر, an originator. He brought it into existence for the very first time, from its origin. Allah is Fatir of the heavens and the earth. There was no heavens, there was no earth, there was no model in front of Him before He brought it into existence. يَدْعُوكُمْ, and then the Prophet would tell the people that Allah is the one who is inviting you and calling you, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, so that He may forgive you. The maghfir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though their approach was one of hostility, the people and the community, they came with these obnoxious and these illogical and obstinate ways of theirs, and their attitude was such that was one of one of hostility, the prophets, look at their methodology. They called them and invited them to the Maghfir Allah. Your Allah wants to forgive you of your sins, wa yuakhirakum, and He's going to delay you, and He's going to give you respite, and He's going to allow you to live ila ajalim musamma, up to a fixed term, and there's a fixed time that you are going to spend in this world. So why not spend that time earning the forgiveness of Allah? Qalu, the people responded, and their community said to them, in antum illa basharum mithluna. Every community, when a Nabi was sent to them, this was their first reaction, that you are nothing more than human beings. You are human beings. If Allah sent a messenger, why did He send a human being? Why did He not send an angel? In antum illa bashar. You are no more than human beings. Mithruna, like us, what's the difference? One of the objections they made about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is they say, look at this man, he eats food and he goes to the marketplace. How can he be a prophet of Allah? Yes, he ate food. Why? To teach us how to eat food. If an angel was sent down, he would not eat at all. Then how would you have eaten? And he goes to the marketplace. Of course he goes to the marketplace. Why? Because he was a model to teach us how to go to the marketplace, to teach us how to deal and how to interact and how to carry out our monetary arrangements and our monetary dealings. So these people said, you are human beings just like us. تريدون أن تصدون عما كان يعبد آباؤنا. There's something sinister about you, you anbiya, or you prophets, or you human beings. All you want is to prevent us from worshipping what our forefathers worshipped. That's something they couldn't give up, and something we sometimes cannot let go of. My father was doing it, my grandfather was doing it, my great-grandfather was doing it, I can't leave it. No matter what evidences and proofs are put before the person, he will just refuse to leave it, and that was their attitude as well. What did they say? They said, you all just want to prevent us and stop us from worshipping what our forefathers are worshipping. فَأْتُونَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Bring to us a clear authority. Bring to us something out of this world. In other words, produce a miracle so that we can believe in your prophethood. قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ. The messenger said to them, إِن نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ. You are right. You are absolutely right. We are no more than human beings. We are human beings. Mithlukum, exactly like you. We are human beings. We have the same emotional, physical needs that you have. Right? So we are human beings. We don't claim to be some supernatural creation of Allah. In nahnu illa basharum mithlukum. We are no more than human beings like you. But it says, what's the difference? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَىٰ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors certain of His servants over others. Allah has favored us over you by allowing us to enjoy revelation and prophethood. That's the difference. So we enjoy this privilege that you have not been blessed with, and that is prophethood and nubuwwah. In as far as our creation is concerned, in far as our natural disposition is concerned, we are human beings like you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَىٰ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses and chooses to favor whomsoever He wishes from amongst His servants. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. You ask for a clear authority, you have asked for a miracle. Let us make it clear to you that we cannot perform any miracle except with the permission of Allah. That is beyond our control. If Allah wants us, they were dead honest. They were dead honest and they were absolutely clear in the da'wah and the message. You ask for a miracle, we can't perform a miracle. If Allah wants us to perform the miracle, then we will perform the miracle. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And they said to them that only in Allah should the believers place their trust. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Why should we not put our faith and our trust upon Allah? وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا. Our Allah has guided us to our different path. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ. And then the Prophet says, listen, we are not prepared to give up our mission. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَ. We will endure patiently whatever suffering you inflict upon us. Don't think that because of your suffering and because of the persecution and because of your harm that you wish to inflict upon us, we are going to give up our mission. لَنَصْبِرَنَّ. We are going to persevere. We are going to be very, very perseverant, and we are going to have much patience over the harm and the difficulty that you subject us to. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And only in Allah should those who place trust put their trust. Those who wish to place their trust in anything, is it anything you want to put your faith in or trust in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let it only be in Allah azza wa jal. May Allah grant us the